All right, here we go. About six lines down of the two dots. V'dorash av Nachman Baruch Chisda, Maidich Siv Ayitzer, with two yuds, Hashem Alekim, so Adam b'shnei yudin, Ayitzer, and Hashem created man, Shnei Yitzorim Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two inclinations in a person, Echad Yitzer Toiv, Echad Yitzer Ra, both a Yitzer Toiv, something that pushes you to do good, and a Yitzer Ra. And of course we know that there are two types of Yitzer Haras. There's just the feelings that a person has, like hunger and lust, and Rudifas HaKavod, and then there's the angel, that's the Yitzer Hara, is the angel that tries to get you to sin. He doesn't have any yitzahara. But we see that it does. It damages, it bites, it kicks. He says that a human has the special thing that he's saying, "Oi, woe is to me if I do an avera, because woe for my yoitzri, from the person who created me, and v'olim yitzri. And if I don't do an avera, then olim yitzri. It's so hard to live in this world. The world is such a narrow bridge." Hashem created man, the Marishan, with two faces, a man and a woman, and then eventually he split them. You created a front and a back to me. So officially, the man used to be created. The creature that was created by Hashem first was a double-sided creature. Had male on one side and female on the other side. But even Hashem built the tzela, which is the side. Rabbi Shmuel Chadam, or parts of Chadam, or Zonav. One says it was another whole being, another whole face. That, like we just said, like Hashem created a man and a woman together. It's like some sort of Siamese twins, maybe. Or maybe it was just like a front and a back. And some say v'chadam azonav, it was a tail. Bishlam the man d'amar parts of the one who says it was another side of the face. Hanu d'chsiv achor v'kedem sartoni. You created me the front and the back. El man d'amar azonav my achor v'kedem sartoni. The one who says that it was his tail. What does it mean in the front and the back? It'll be Ami, a different Russia. Like Rav Ami d'amar of Ami. Achor l'may separatius. He was the last of my separatius. But nevertheless, v'kedem l'peronius. But he was the first to get punished. Bishlam achor l'may separatius. We can understand why he was the last of my separatius. The loy ibori ad malish abso. He wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. But the first one to get punished, Puranis Demai. What does that mean? Elam Puranis the Nachash. If you want to say that it was the punishment of those who got punished because of the Maisa of the Nachash when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, that can't be Vatanya Rebbe Omer. When in discussing things about greatness, you start with the greatest one. And when giving out curses, as it states, and Moshe spoke to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar and the other sons, and he says, "Take," etc. But we see that Aaron is listed before the sons. So now, biklala matzchilin mena gadol, and this is talking about. Giving them, you know, zuchusim in the kahanim. So it's a good thing. So that's why Aaron went first. However, because when giving out the curses, Hashem cursed the snake first. Afterwards, he went on to Chava, and finally he went to Adam. So the Gemara says, Ela Puranius de Mabel. We're talking about the Puranius of the Mabel. The Chsiva Yimach is Kol Yikum, and as it says, and it was destroyed, all of the things that were existing, Asher Alpani Adama, that existed on the world. Adam! Mentioning Adam first, Va'ad Behema. Bereisha Adam first mentions Adam, Va'ad Behema, and afterwards it mentions Behema. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Adam are parts of, according to the one who says that it means a parts of, it means another figure, another side. Hainu Dich Siva Yitzer Bishne Yudin. That's what it says, Vayitzer with two yuds. El Adamando Amar Zona, but according to the one who says that it means a snake. My Vayitzer, what does it mean? It was two yuds. Kid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, like Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Oilim Yitzer, Oilim Yitzvi, like we just said before. Bishlam Adam are parts of, according to the one who says parts of, Hainu Dich Siv Zachav and Keva Bar. It says parts of, so I can understand why it says he created as a male and as a female. El Mando Amar Zona, but according to the one who says that it means a tail. My Zachor and Nekeva Bara'am. What does it mean that Hashem created a male and a female? He didn't. First he created a male, and only later on he took this tail off. By the way, nobody says there was a rib. But later on he took the tail off, and then he made it into a thing. Answers the Gemara, the Rabbi Avohu. The Rabbi Avohu, Rabbi Avohu asks a stira, Ksiv Zachor and Nekeva Bara'am. It says that he created a male and a female. And it says that he created a man, Ibitzelam Elikim. It says in the likeness of Hashem. So it sounds like he created only Adam in a singular form. Hakeitzad. B'tchila olav b'machshav lebara oishnaim. Originally, Hashem decided maybe I'll create two, but then l'besayif loy nivra elo echad. He only created one. That's what it is. So, and it's the Gemara Taka, there was a tzad like that, but Lamaisa, it didn't do it. Bishlam and Lamadam are part, all these things are way high Kabbalah, and again, we're not going to get into more than Taich over here, because, I mean, at least I don't understand really the depths of what's going on. So I could explain the Taich and learn, you know, lessons from the Poshet Pshat of Taich. But to explain really what's going on here, we're going to leave for after Daf Yomi. Bishlam the Madam are parts of, according to the one who says that it means a parts of another figure, Vaihainu the Siva Yizgor Basar Tachtana. That's what it says. And he closed up the basar under he sutured the wound. El Madam Razana, but according to the one who says it's a tail, my Vayizgor Basar Tachtana. What does it mean? And he sutured the wound. So we see that man was created with a snake, with a tail. People say, like, you know, people came from Adam, I mean from monkeys, but when did they lose the tail? Well, they lost the tail right away. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yitam, Rabbi Sivri, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Leinitzucha, El Makom Chatach. It's needed to say that he sutured the place where the tail was removed from. Bishlam Elamad Amar Zonav, according to the one who says that it was a snake, Hainu Dichsiv Vayiven. It says he built up Elamad Amar Partzuf. The one who says that it was a figure, my Vayiven. What does it mean? Hashem built. I mean, it was a body that was right there. What did he need to build? It was a body that was attached to Adam. He just detached it. Answers the Gemara. Look at Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. The Darshan Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, because Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Darshan, my Dichsiv Vayiven Hashem Esat Tzela Hashem built up the Tzela, the side. Melamed Shekilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeChava VeVila Adam Rishon. Hashem braided Chava's hair and brought her to Adam Rishon. Shekein Bekirchei Hayam in the islands of the sea, Kurin Lekalisa, they called braiders banisas, builders. So Hashem made her look pretty. And this is, of course, another one of the million sources that we have that women are supposed to look pretty for their husbands. They should get dressed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built Chava in the shape of an oitzer, where ma oitzer is that cuts melamata. She's thin on the top and wide at the bottom, so that it should be able to store the and hold the fruit that are put into it. So to a lady is and necessary not necessarily the not a lady has, I guess, wider hips or whatever, that she's able to contain the baby inside of her. She has a wider hip area so that she's able to maintain a pregnancy. So that she should be able to hold a baby inside her. And he brought her to a man. Hashem was like the chassan's friend. He became like the chassan's friend. He was mikan lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah teaches you the proper way of acting. That a gadol should go ahead and shteltzu to a katan, and he should not feel bad. That, hey, I'm a gadol. I'm being here for this little kid. This is chassan. Yeah, don't feel bad. Ulamanda Amar, sometimes, you know, you're sitting at a chuppah and you're not sure, should you stand up, should you not stand up? Don't feel bad. Hashem was a thing for chassan, for the chassan. You don't have to feel bad. This guy is 45 years younger than me, so what? I might say he's the chassan now, and it's his big day. You give him kavod, and that is a lesson we learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing on, Ulamanda Amar parts of Chaimina Yusagi Bereisha, according to the one who says that Hashem was just another figure. In other words, it was two people attached to each other. So which one was created first? Which one walked first? Amar of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Mistaver the Gavra Sagi Bereisha. It's most probable that the man walked first. The Tanya Lo Yahalach Adam Achari Isha Baderech, because a person should not walk behind a woman. Afilu Ishta, even if it's his wife. Nisdama El Gesher, what happens if it happens to be on a bridge so you can't move to the side? So Yisal Kenelitz Dudden, he should somehow pass her on the side, and he should walk in front of her. And whoever goes after a lady as in the nar, so she's lifting up her skirt, no chelik in elam haba, Hashem yirachem. And that's because he can't stop staring at her as he she lifts her skirt and everything like that. And Taisa says, "Im ruggle bekach," because he's going to come to Ne'ifa. He's going to come to eventually be with them. A person, there's no end to the amount of lessons that we have to learn to be careful in Shmir Sinai. And of course, that's just back then when they lifted up their skirts a little bit, so you got to see their knees. Oyvei. Although the truth is that it's whatever causes a person's mind to turn on. But Lamaisa, in the end of the day, We have to be really, really, really careful with this. And Eilin Chelik Elim Haba, because eventually he's going to get caught. He'll give in to women. So the Tais mentions it's only if it's a ruggle bekech. But nevertheless, he's got to be really careful. Shaila is, nowadays, should he go ahead and not walk behind the woman? Nowadays, it's almost impossible. Back then, when women stayed inside most of the day, so then no. But nowadays, it's come out impossible not to have this hakpod, I don't walk behind women. And Reb Shlomo Zalman, I think, says that... Ashlam Zaman, I think, says that it's a shayla stamza if it's more than dalad amas. So even if you want to be makbid, I just think Ashlam Zaman says nowadays you don't have to be makbid even within dalad amas, because it's impossible. You run ahead of her. There's going to be another lady in front of you. So just be careful and don't think about it, and just don't be shmir. Don't look. That's thing number one. Thing number two is I don't really understand, because I always imagined that it was Adam and Chava back to back. So even if Chava was going first and Adam was walking behind her, he wasn't able to look at her. And if it's a shmir, say Naim issued to walk behind them. So then what's the big deal? He's looking behind. Elamai, he was attached front and then another like front behind in front of her. I'm not really sure I understand. Maybe they were attached. Like Zachar's and Nekeva attached nowadays, but he was attached, but I'm not really sure exactly what it means. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Hamaratzim Mo'us Li'isha Miyadei Li'yada. If somebody goes ahead and counts out money for a man to give to his wife, or to give to a lady, and he specifically puts it in the hand, Kedei Li'stakabas, so that he should be able to look at her, he specifically goes to the cashier who looks pretty, and he slowly takes his time and puts the money in her hand, so he should be able to get, you know, a little shaychus to her, as he seductively passes the change. He's not going to be clean from Gehenna. In other words, he's going to have to get that cleaned out in Gehenna. Shenemar yad liyad lo yunakara. Lo yunakim medina shogenem. He will not get cleaned out from the din of Gehenna. Amar Rav Nachman, Menoyach Amaretz. Menoyach, who is the father of Shimshon, was an Amaretz. Because it says, Vayelech Menoyach achrei ishtei. It says he went after his wife. Maskevler Rav Nachman, Bitzok, Elamiat, Gabi Elkana. Elkana, who is the father of Shmuel. It says also, Vayelech Elkana achrei ishtei. It says he went after her. She means they walked behind him? No, it means they walked after her aitzes. She said, go over there. So they went over there. Means she walked after her advice. It doesn't mean he walked behind her. He was such an Amaretz, he didn't even read Chumash. He didn't even go Bei Rav. He didn't go to school. Because it says, as it says, and Rivka went after the man, so we see v'leilef ne'ish, not in front of the man. It's better to go after a lion and not after a woman. But it's better to go after a woman and not after avodas kechavim. And it's better to go after a monk or whatever and maybe get sucked in by them than it is to go behind a tzibor and not go into a tzibor as they're davening to Hashem, because that's a slap in the face to Hashem. That's only if you're not carrying something. But if you're carrying something, so then it doesn't look like you're slapping Hashem in the face, then less than, but it's not a problem. If there's no other entrance, but if there is an other entrance, then it's not a slap in the face. And third of all, that's only if you're not riding on a donkey. But if you are riding on a donkey, then less than, but it's also no problem. That's only if you're not wearing tefillin. But if you are wearing tefillin, less than, but again, there is no problem. Amarav Yetzer Hara Daimel Zvov Yetzer Hara. Is comparable to a fly, and it sits between the two parts of your heart. Miftachel, like the two openings of your heart. Shenemar zvuvei mavis yav ish yabi Hashem in roi keyach, as it says, zvuvei mavis, flies of death. Yav ish, they make things bad. Yabia shemen roi keyach, and they ruin smelling oils. It's like wheat. Shenemar the pesach chatas revitz. As it says, the Pesach Chatas Revitz. And Chatas sounds like Chita. So, what is the Machloikas between... what is the Machloikas between Rav and Shmuel? It's as follows. First of all, I'm not sure what the Shnei Maftechele is between the two gateways of the heart. I'm not sure what gateways of the heart mean. That's thing number one. And thing number two... What exactly is machlekes? Do we say it's like a fly, or do we say it's like a wheat?
I heard like a fly keeps coming. I think of Eli Lapian says a fly keeps coming back. As it keeps flying, goes away, comes back. It never stops. You could swat it away. It's going to keep coming back. You can't win the Yetzer Hara. He's there to test you and test you and test you until you finally get out of this world. Only David HaMelech was able to say like his heart was totally open. Hey, David HaMelech says my heart is like an ulam. Why? Because the psachim were open. They no longer had the Yetzer Hara in it. So it's very, very difficult to go ahead and win the Yetzer Hara. You need to be like David HaMelech. Don't ever assume that you're past the Yetzer Hara. Tan Rabbanan, shtei kloyos yesh bei ba'adam. A person has two kloyos, which is a kidney. But exactly what this means is also, the Gemara always talks about the kidneys giving advice to people. Exactly what that means that the kidneys give advice is kind of hard to understand. But achas yatzte l'toyv, achas yatzte l'ra. One tells him to do good, one tells him to do bad. So if a person loses a kidney, you better hope it's the wrong kidney. And probably the good one, the good advice comes from the right side and the bad advice comes to the left side. Kidneys give advice. Lev is the one that understands the advice. Loshen is the tongue is the one that mechatech it. It executes the advice. Pe goimer, and the mouth. Lashon is mechatech, like cuts out the advice, it speaks it out. And the peh goimer, the peh is it finishes it off, it executes it. Veshet machnes, the esophagus is the veshet, is machnes brings in the food umoitzi kol mina machel, and it takes out. Interesting, I guess if you throw up. Kana is the trachea is moitzi kol, it gives out voice. And rea, the lungs shoy eves kol mina mashkin. They bring in all types of liquids. I mean, generally, I would assume that it would drown the person, but I guess maybe when you suck in, how do you suck in something? You use your diaphragm when you suck in. I guess that's what it means, like through a straw. Kaved is koyes. The liver causes anger. Some people have obviously very big livers. Mara is the gallbladder, is zoyrekes by tipa umenichtoi. It can inject a drop of whatever it injects, that bile, and it calms down the anger. Wow. Trol, the spleen, soichik, causes you to laugh. Kurkavan, this is in a bird, is the gizzard, and it's toichin, it grinds the food. Keva is yishen, it causes sleep. That's why sometimes when you eat chalent, you go to sleep. Af, the nose, is ne'ar, keeps you awake. Neor Hayashan Vyashan Haneor. This means, and if the Neor, the one that puts you to sleep, is Hayashain and Yashain Haneor, then if the sleeping thing, which is the stomach, causes you to get up, and the thing that causes you to get up puts you to sleep, then nimak vahilichle, then the guy is just going to continue. Rashi explains that then he's just going to wither away and die. Rashi explains tana im shneihem yishenim, if both of them are not working, or shneihem neurim, or both of them are causing you to get awake, then also miadmeis, he dies right away. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Gliliam, Rabbi Yosef Gliliam said tzadikim yetzer toiv shoyftan, the tzadikim, They are run by their Yetzer Tov. Shenemar v'li b'chal b'kirbi. Oh, there you go. That's the pasuk I was saying before. That it says that my heart is like an open door inside of me. Because as we said, the Yetzer Hara is always in the openings of the heart. And he killed the Yetzer Hara. Rishayim Yetzer Hara shayftan. And Rishayim are run by the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar ne'um pesha l'rasha b'kirbi li b'ein pachad el kim l'neged einov. As it says, this is David HaMelech talking. The care of Libya, he says to in his heart that Ne'um Pesha LaRasha, that that Pesha speaks to the wicked. Libya ain't pachad el the care of Libya, I say in my heart ain't pachad elikim l'neged einov, and there is no pachad elikim, there's no yiras elikim in front of me. Beinonim and in Beinonim they're ruled by both. Zev zeh shayftan shenemar yamid li min evyon l'hishia mishayftei nafshei, as it says that Hashem will stand by the Yamin of the Evyon to save him from Yishoyftei Nafshei, those who rule his soul. Amar Rav Gagoyin, Anu Beinonim, we are Beinonim. Amar Leah, so I guess David HaMelech was the total tzaddik, so then the Amayroim are Beinonim. Amar Leah, Baya, Lo Yishavik Ma'ar Chai L'chol Beria. Then if you say you're a Beinoni, then I feel bad for everybody else. But we should just know that in every dar, Hashem only tests them as they could be. So you're never given entirely to Yetzer Hara. You're always in charge, and you can you can fight your own Yetzer Hara. You're right. Maybe Abaye would have been have a, no problem with your Yetzer Hara. But you would have, but you don't have Abaye's Yetzer Hara, so you don't have to worry about it. Also, I wanted to point out that. All right, it's going to take too long. Let's go. Amarav Aloy Ibri Alma. The world wasn't created. Elo Rishi Gemora Elo Tzadiki Gemora for Rishayim and for Tzadikim. They were, the world was only created that. This is the Rashi explains that the Olam Haba was created for the Tzadikim, and Olam the Hazeh was created for the Rishayim, the good parts of Olam Hazeh. Amarava Leida Inish bin Avshe. A person should know about himself. Im Tzadik Gamar Hu Imlav, if he's a Tzadik Gamar or not. Amarav Lo Ibri Elam El Achav Ben Imri Ulor Bechinina Ben Doisa. The world was created, both this world and the next world. This world was created for Achav, and the next world was created for Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. La Achav Ben Imri Olam Hazeh Ulor Ben Imri Doisa Olam Haba. Ve'ahavtes Hashem Aleikecha, you should love Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Lazar Emre Rabbi Lazar says Im Nemar Bechol Nafshecha Lama Nemar Bechol Meidecha. It says already your whole soul. Why does it have to say and your money? It's to teach you that if there's a person that his body is more important than his money, nevertheless, you should still serve Hashem with your body. And if you have a person who loves his money more than his body, even if he's taking your life. Famous Gemara Tanur Rabbanan Pamachas Gazer Machlas Harishah. One time the Machlas Harishah made a Gzeir Shalei Ask Yisrael B'Teira, a person that Klaisel should not engage in Teira. But Papas Ben Yehuda, Papas Ben Yehuda came and what Soil Rabbi Akiva, and he found Rabbi Akiva Shahi Makel Kielis Barabim, that he was teaching Teira, he was gathering people for Isik B'Teira and teaching them Barabim. Amarlei Akiva Yatam Yisrael Ben Yehmachas, aren't you scared of the Teira of the government? Amarlei Em Shalach Mashal. He says, I'll give you a Mashal. Lamad Davar Demar. To what is this compared to? Leshual, to a fox. Shahi Malach Al Kabi Nor, that went to a snake, to a river. Barad Dugim Shahi Miskabsim Makam Makim. He saw a fish that were flying back and forth. Amr lehem, fish, mipnei matam barchem, why are you running around? Amr lehem, mipnei rishasishem, mavina lehem, mipnei adam, because people are set out traps to catch us. Amr lehem, he said to them, I have a great idea, he said. You come up to the dry land, and we'll dwell together, me and you. The same way your fathers dwelt with my fathers. Amr lehem, the fish said to him, you're the smart one. I wonder what that means, just as your fathers dwelt with my fathers. You're not a pikech, you're a fool. In the place that we're able to live, we're scared. In the place that we're definitely going to die, so do I, says Rabbi Kiva. Now, if we're learning Torah, which is our lives, and we're scared, then certainly, if we're mevatel Torah, certainly it'd be a much more dangerous situation. It wasn't too long. They arrested Rabbi Kiva. They put him in the prison. And not only that, and they arrested also Papas Ben Yehuda for a different crime. And he was put in the same cell as Rabbi Akiva. Papas, what brought you here? Happy you, you were arrested for learning Torah. Papas, woe to Papas, that he was arrested for Stam Dvarim Batalim. Now they took out Rabbi Akiva to get killed, and in fact, Rabbi Kiva was killed. Zman Kriyat Shema Hayah, it was in the morning. And they started to comb his flesh with iron combs. V'haya mekabel lov ol makos shemayim, and his mekabel upon himself the ol makos shemayim. Amru lo tamidim, his tamidim said to him, Rabbeinu adkan, even this far. I'm not really sure what their question was. I mean, I guess the Rabbi Elio Apian explains. Tesler explains. Not adkan, of course. But how are you able to do this? How do you have such control? Amr lehem, kal yamai hayisim mitzdara pasuk zeh. My entire life, I was learning this mission. I was bothered with it. B'chol nafshecha, afilu nantel nafshesh nishmascha. Even if Hashem takes your soul, Amarti said, "Masa yavil yadav ekaimena." When is this? When am I going to get the chance to be mekaim that mitzvah? The achshav shebal yadav. So I prepared for this my whole life. That's how I'm able to do it. The achshav shebal yadav lo ekaimena. Now that I'm actually getting the chance to it, I shouldn't be mekaim it. Certainly, I should be mekaim it. Hayomarach beechad. He was marach with the word echad ad sheyatzas nishmascha. And by echad beechad, when I finally said the word echad, his neshama came out by echad. Yatzas baskel v'armer baskel came out and said, "Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, happy are you? Sheyatzas nishmascha beechad." That your neshama came out as you said the word echad. And Amru malachei Yeshua. Vinay Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malacham said, Zu Taira Vezu Schara. He learned Taira his whole life. That's his reward. Mamsim Yodcha, Mimsim Yodcha Hashem Mimsim. Doesn't it say that that you should die of mimsim yod Hashem? To I want to be. This is David Melech saying I want to be who die by your hand, Hashem, who die of old age, not to be killed by somebody else. Amar lehem, Hashem said to them, Chelkam bechayim. Don't worry, his portion is in for real life. Yatsa Basko v'Amar Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. Basko came out and said, She'atam mezumen l'chayim haba. You are getting prepared for olam haba. Halavai, halavai. Lo yakel adam esvayshe. This says the Gemara. Says the Gemara according to Mishnah Vayta. Lo yakel adam esvayshe. Can I get Shara Mizrach? A person should not act lightheadedly in front of the Shara Mizrach, which I was zeichet to be in just earlier. Shu'um mechuvin. Can I get base kodesh kadoshim? Because it's directly into base kodesh kadoshim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Lo Amar Elam Minat Soifim v'Lifnim. That's only if somebody is standing from this from the place of Tzeifim and Lefnim. That was a place that you were able to see inside of it. Uberaya, and where he's able to see it. However, if he is further out from there, or he's not able to see it, then you allow you don't have to cheshbon that, hey, maybe our house in America is opposite the area. Itmar Nami was also stated, Amr Rabbi Abba, Bereid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Haki Amr Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Lo Amr Elam Minat Sofim Lifnim. They only said this halacha when you're standing with from Harat Sofim and inside, Uberayan, where you're able to see it, Ubeshein God there, and if there's no wall in between you and them, Uvizmashe, Shechina Shaira, and of course, only when the Shechina was around. But nowadays, you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara says, "Tan Rabbanan Hanifne be Yehuda." If somebody goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, Lo Yifne Mizrach Ma'ariv, you should not do it while facing east or west. Ela Tzafen Odarim, rather only facing north or south. But Galil, when you're in Galil, Lo Yipane Ela Mizrach Ma'ariv, you should only do it east or west. Rabbi Yosi Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it no matter which direction you face. Shahir Rabbi Yosi Amar Lo Asur Ela Baraya. They only answered it when you are in sight of a view of the temple of the Beis Hamikdash. If a makam she ain't some gather, and if there's no wall in between you and that person, if it's Matzah Shchina Shaira, and of course when the time the Beis Hamikdash was around, the Chacham say it's Aser. Says the Gemara, Chacham Hainu Tainei Kama, isn't that the same thing? The Gemara says, no, Ikebenayu Tzdodin. The places that are not directly opposite this area. So, in other words, if you're northeast or northwest, the Tainei Kama holds these areas are part of the Gezeira, and the Chachamim hold that they are not. Tani Idech, we have all these, by the way, are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. These are halachas. Tani idach hanifne be Yehuda. If somebody goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, lo yipanem mimizrachu ma'ariv. Ela tzafen v'darim, you should not do it in east or west, facing east or west. Rather, only north or south. V'galil tzafen v'darim asur mizrachu ma'ariv mutter. I wonder if the bathrooms by the Kaisel, they took this into account. I'm sure. I wonder. Tzafen v'darim asur. In my case, we probably don't have to worry about it because it's in its own place. And this is talking about doing it, you know, out in the open. But I do wonder if it was taken into account. Says the Gemara, says it's mutter to go ahead and do any direction. Rabbi Yehuda, third opinion says, Bizmancha Beis Hamikdash Kayim is Aser, Bizmancha Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim is Mutter. Rabbi Kiva Oysu B'chal Makam, Rabbi Kiva says, it's Aser in any place. Okay, so now there's a couple of people who are Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanei Kama, Rabbi Kiva is the Tanei Kama. The Gemara says, Yikimenei Chutz La'aretz. No, Chutz La'aretz is different. In Chutz La'aretz, the Tanei Kama is Mater. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it doesn't matter where you are. And it says the Gemara, Rabba Havi Shadin Le Lebenei, Shadin Le Livni Mizrach Ma'arev. Rabba, who lived in Bavel, well, of course, set up his two bricks so that it would be like a toilet. So he had two bricks that he would sit on, and there was a place in the middle that he would go to the bathroom in. So he set up those bricks running east to west so that when he would sit down, he would be facing north-south. Okay, I guess that's how he did it. So what? So Hastus, he was still worried that even though he was out of Eretz Yisrael, Rashi, he was still worried that he shouldn't on the direction. Also, Abaye Shadinu Tzafen V'Darim. Abaye went and he changed it. All Rava V'Tertzinu. Rava went back up and he straightened it out. Amar Man Haidik Kametzarli. Who's bothering me? Anak Rabbi Akivas, really. I hold the Rabbi Akivas. Amar B'chal Makam Aser. Who says B'chal Makam Aser? Okay, and we will stop over here. Have a great day.